Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our good shepherd, dear fellow sheep of his flock. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from John chapter 10. We'll read verses 1 through 11. Jesus speaking here and says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. It is one of the most endearing and comforting pictures of Jesus in the Bible. The Good Shepherd. Just the thought of Jesus guiding us, providing for us, and protecting us like a good shepherd fills our hearts with peace. If you look at the picture in your bulletin or on the printed copies of the sermon, or when you heard again the words of Psalm 23, like we did today, the fact that we are one of the sheep whom Jesus is caring for and calling by name, doesn't it give you a sense of comfort and contentment? That is essentially the theme of that first line of Psalm 23, contentment. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," meaning I shall not be in want. There is nothing more that I need. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus, our good shepherd, is all we'll ever need. He is our maker. He is our provider, our protector, our guide, and our Savior. No one else has, and no one else can do what Jesus did and still does for you and me. So yes, that title, the Good Shepherd, certainly fits Jesus perfectly. Unfortunately, as you might also know, the description of sheep fits us perfectly as well. And despite the fact that we are stubborn, helpless, wandering sheep, we are his sheep. By God's grace, each one of us can say that the Good Shepherd is my Good Shepherd, the one who guides me and cares deeply for me. Peter, one of Jesus' sheep who had gone astray, wrote in our New Testament reading for today, "For you were like sheep going astray, but you are now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Our Good Shepherd also made the ultimate sacrifice for us. In fact, it is that sacrifice that Jesus points to as proof in our text that he is the Good Shepherd. The last verse of our text, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep." His saving sacrifice for our sins on the cross is also the basis for that true, abundant life that we enjoy through our Good Shepherd. Many people even those who claim to be Christians or confess to be Christians, make the mistake of interpreting that verse where Jesus talks about the abundant life as being just this life, the things of this life, physical blessings, material blessings. Now, it is true, Jesus does bless us in those ways beyond what we can ask for, beyond what we deserve. But those blessings are not what truly make our life abundant. As our good shepherd, he is looking out for and taking care of all our needs and wants, especially for our souls. He's looking out for all our needs, especially our spiritual needs, so that we truly do lack nothing. Do you have desires and needs in your life? Are you daily facing what seems like an insurmountable task or insurmountable difficulty or obstacle? Do you feel lonely? Do you feel at times that you are uncared for, lost in this vast sea of humanity that surrounds us? Well, Jesus knows. He knows you, knows that you are hurting. He knows all our needs, and he cares. He's the one helping us through each one of them because he knows each one of us sheep individually and personally by name. He knows us even better than we know ourselves. Jesus says in our text that his sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. What a comforting phrase that is. He calls his own sheep by name. Our good shepherd knows your name. The voice of our good shepherd is the trustworthy voice that calls to us and gives us life and gives us truth. His voice, the very voice of God himself, is found right here in his very own words, the Bible. Listen to that voice of your good shepherd. Don't just listen to my voice. Don't just listen to the voice of men like me who are called to be his under-shepherds. Listen to his voice directly, the voice of your good shepherd. Get acquainted with what he has to say to you. Get acquainted with what his voice sounds like by picking up the Bible and reading it for yourself. Listen and learn what he has to say to you about this abundant life that he has given you. Listen and learn what he wants to not only give to you, but also where he wants to lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. As the sheep of Jesus' flock, we should exhibit these same characteristics that Jesus mentions in our text. Verses 4 and 5, these are some of the admirable traits of sheep. He says, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. No matter what society tries to tell us, no matter what highly educated and intelligent people may try to tell us, no matter what our friends tell us, our parents, our family members, or even our pastor, no matter our hearts, feelings, our minds, thinking, no matter what feels reasonable, fun, or even good, the question we should always ask is, what does my good shepherd say? What does Jesus say? And then look to the scriptures and listen to his voice. He knows best. He is the one who came to give us life, true life, abundant life, which means he came to give us a life that is beyond this life. Again, when many people make the mistake of interpreting Jesus' words there in verse 10 concerning this abundant life that he refers to as only being the things of this life here on this earth, it is a mistake. Think about it this way. Could Jesus really give us an abundant life here on this earth if there was no heaven to follow it? No eternal life? And the answer, of course, is no. In fact, Paul answers that question for us. He once wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 about the resurrection. He said, if our hope in Christ applies only to this life, we are the most pitiful of all people. Jesus' main purpose in coming to this earth was to save our souls, to give us eternal life, everlasting life in heaven. That's why it's important to remember that in this text, Jesus also, or he doesn't just call himself the Good Shepherd, he also used another illustration. In fact, the people didn't understand his first illustration, so he starts to explain even further, and he says he is the door. In verse 7, he says, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And again in verse 9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is the door, our door to eternal life. The promise of heaven, of the eternal green pastures, of joyful life in his presence is what gives our life true purpose and true abundance. It is a life that is focused on and led by Jesus, our Good Shepherd, who safely leads us in the green pastures and the still waters of his word. He is the one who leads us in the paths of righteousness, who comforts us and guides us safely, even through the valley of the shadow of death, in this life and at life's end. We have the peace of knowing that our Good Shepherd promised that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That little word all is so important in Scripture, isn't it? Mercy and goodness will follow me not some of the days of my life or most of the days of my life, or it has an expiration date up until this many years of my life. No, all the days of my life. But never forget that David ends that beloved psalm with a reminder of the greatest blessing, our destination in the house of the Lord. That is where our Good Shepherd is leading us. Not just to live a more righteous life, or to experience financial freedom, or to bring healing to our relationships, or to just give our life some purpose here on this earth, or even to give us the best life now. No, David ends his psalm with the confident words based on the promise that our crucified, risen, and ascended Savior and Good Shepherd is himself preparing a place for us, a mansion in heaven, and that he is the door by which we enter the house of the Lord forever. That is true abundant life, a life with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, a life given to me and you by Jesus, our Good Shepherd. What more could we want? Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.